And it would be Ron Rafter or somebody or Missy call and say, hey, how you doing? Or maybe, you know, a friend from high school or something. Man, I was thinking about you. I saw your name in here, and I just thought I'd give you a call. Have you ever had that experience? Isn't that wonderful? Or someone that, you know, you had, like when Laura was in Africa and for 2 months, and we couldn't really call her because it was like $150 a call. And it was so hard to get through anyway. You could spend 20 minutes just trying to get through and connect with her on the phone. And there was political turmoil in the country at that time. They were trying to, this president was trying to get an extra term, and they were protesting in the streets. And you know how things go in Africa when they don't like the president. You know, it's ugly. So we're on there, you know, just praying day after day. Oh, God, keep her safe. You know, bring her home and all this. And every once in a while, we would get a chance to talk on the phone. Very rare times. And when we would hear her voice on the other side of that line, coming through from Africa, and that she was okay. She was alive. They hadn't burned down her village or, It was so sweet to hear that voice. And let me tell you something, to hear the voice of the Lord, to know Him and to hear His voice guiding us, leading us, speaking to our hearts, it's priceless, especially when you've gone a long time in your life when you didn't hear the voice of God and you didn't know Him, and suddenly you meet Him and you know Him. That voice of direction. You hear it, His voice in Scripture. Maybe you open up the Bible and you're just reading, you know, and it's like, okay, this is interesting, this is cool, and all of a sudden you come to this verse. Maybe this has happened to you. I'm sure it has. You come to this verse where all of a sudden the words leap off the page and they just latch into your heart. And suddenly out of all the words there, God puts His finger on a particular passage. You know, you're just ransacking your Bible, but you come to something and it just leaps off the page. And that's the voice of the Lord calling out to you, saying, man, this is for you. This is me today speaking to you. And you hear His voice. Amen, brother?
Amen.
Amen. They hear His voice in Scripture. They hear His voice from the pulpit. When someone is expounding the Word of God and breaking it up and teaching those things. And after a while, the voice of the preacher just begins to fade off in the distance, and the voice of Jesus starts coming through. Something starts shining through. And you begin to hear God in His Word talking to you about a situation in your life that no one could know about except God. And you're in awe and amazed at how God has put His finger on your situation through the preaching of the Word. And that dude, whoever he is, or you know, just kind of fades away, but God begins to speak through that Word. And you may not even be aware of your surroundings anymore because He is dealing with you and you hear His voice. And it's uncanny, the encouragement He can give, the wisdom He can give, the guidance that He can give in that situation. They hear His voice through the Word that they've stored up in their heart. His sheep hear His voice when they're out at a gas station somewhere with no Bible around or anything, and some situation comes up, some guy walks up, and that Word speak that they've hidden in their heart, you know, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And this guy goes walking by that looks about as lost can be. And that Word comes alive in your heart and you hear that little nudge from Jesus saying, go over and talk to that guy. That's the voice of Jesus, man. Or you're about to, you know, spend your money on something and God whispers in your ear and says, what are you? You don't need that. That's not going to make you happy. What are you doing with that? Hold on to that. Just rest in me. Trust in me. And so right as you're about to pull out your credit card, you know, you're like, well, you know, you're probably right, Lord. If I'm honest about myself, I really don't need that thing after all. Or maybe you're sitting in a situation and you see someone across the room and the voice of God just says, go and put your arm around them. Or if it's Heather, just go and talk to them. Don't put your arm around them. And you go, and God just blesses that, and you're so thrilled that you obeyed that nudge from the Holy Spirit. Jesus' sheep hear His voice. They hear Him speaking through Scripture. They hear Him speaking to their heart through the Holy Spirit, giving us the wisdom and the guidance we need in life. Number two, they hear His voice. And number two, Jesus says He knows them. He knows them. He knows His sheep. You know, even a shepherd in that situation where there's all those other sheep all around there, he knows his sheep. He knows which ones are his. It's not like you're going to die someday and get to the pearly gates and Jesus is going to be sitting there with St. Peter and they're going to be, you know, scratching their beard deciding whether to let you in or not. I don't know. What do you think? You know, he did this over here, but that wasn't so hot over here. But, you know, of course, you know, he had extenuating circumstances. They're not up there deciding. He knows his own. The Lord knows who belongs to him. And when you get there, if you belong to him, he is going to say, welcome. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Welcome home. He knows his sheep. What kind of shepherd doesn't know his sheep from the goats? No confusion there. Praise God. But you know what? I believe it goes deeper than that. Because he's talking about making a distinction here, and he says that he knows them. And it means more than simply knowing who they are, knowing something about them. It means there is a relationship there. Like when I say, I know Ty. I know what Ty might do in a certain situation. I know how he might react. If I say, Ty, let's go paintballing. I know Ty. Ty's going to say, eh. Yeah. But if I say, hey, Ty, let's go go-karting. Ty's going to be, yeah, man. I'm ready. Let's go. Have we left yet? He knows his sheep. There's an intimacy. There's a personal, intimate relation there. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, it says, it uses that word know in a very special way. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, it says, now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. It meant that there was a mutual intimacy there. And in that particular context of that particular situation, it also included physical intimacy. But in Jesus' case, he's not talking about physical intimacy. He's talking about spiritual and emotional intimacy, where there is a genuine relationship. And he knows us, and we know him. There is a vulnerability. It's not just I show up for church and say, blah, 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 yeah, okay, let's get it over with and go home and watch TV. There is a removal of the veneer where I get real with God. And I learn as I walk with him, I learn that he is worthy of my trust. I can trust my heart to him. I can trust my dreams to him. I can trust my cares and anxieties and goals to him. My heart is safe in his hands. And as he answers the prayers and the requests that I give, as he shows himself faithful to me day after day after day, as he provides for my needs and protects me from the things that are out there and delivers me out of this situation or that situation, and I learn that he loves me truly and genuinely and that I can trust him, then there is a bond that forms that is inseparable. And there is a passion that starts to flame up in my soul because now I know him who has saved me. And he has shown himself faithful to me. And you know what? His works begin to testify about him. I can read about his works in the Bible, but even more than that, I can look at what he's done in my life. I can see where he delivered me out of this situation when I didn't think there was any deliverance. I can see where he provided for me in this other situation where I couldn't see where any provision was coming from. I could see where he healed me in this other situation where I thought that I would have to just endure and painfully gut it out, and suddenly his grace came through and he took those afflictions away from me. And as he shows himself faithful over and over and over, his works testify to his faithfulness and to his existence. The evidence becomes prominent in my life. That's why I like to write stuff down in my prayer journal, man. I like to write down the stuff that God does for me. Because when I'm starting to open that book, as I'm flipping the pages, like my eyes fall on the page and I say, oh yeah, man, I remember when God did that. Man, I remember when God did this. I remember when God did this other thing. Yes, thank God for his patience. And I can remember times when God didn't do things that maybe he could have done if he had wanted to, but in his patience and his mercy, he spared me and forgave me and gave me grace for all kinds of different things. Praise God. And so as I begin to know him deeper and deeper and trust him more and more, I find that I can then, number three, follow him. I hear his voice. He knows me, and I know him, and because of that, I can follow him. Jesus said in John 10:4 about the good shepherd, he said, when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice. Even if the shepherd goes down a road that they're a little bit scared of, they look at that road, it's a little bit dark, a lot of bushes around, could be scary things in there, they're unsure of it, they've never been down that road before, they wouldn't know their way down that road if they had no shepherd. But because he goes before them and they trust his voice, they follow him. You know, I don't know what roads you guys are facing in your life. I never cease to be amazed at the new roads the Lord takes me down. Just when I think I've seen it all, and life takes a sudden turn in a different direction, and suddenly I find myself in a place where I've never been, and I'm not so sure of my ability to get on down that road. But if I know if Christ is leading me there, I can trust him. And so I'll follow him in faith and say, yes, Lord, show me what you want me to do here. I'm yours. I'm ready to follow you. He doesn't get behind him and drive him like some taskmaster. He goes out before them. There is nothing he is asking you to face in life that he hasn't faced himself. He became in all ways like us so he could be a faithful high priest and intercede for us because he knows what it's like to be in our shoes. He goes before us and leads us. And wherever we're headed, he's been there too. He knows the way. Now, I'd like to make this really deep and profound. I'd love to have some real heavy spiritual insight to give you at this point so that you could be really impressed and say, wow, man, wasn't John good today? I never thought about it that way. But you know what? The truth of this is, it's not all that complicated. This is simple stuff. If you love Jesus, you will follow him. If you know him, you'll follow him. If you don't, you won't.